from News 8, Jeff Dedarian in studio. What's happening?
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Thank you for having me back.
Oh, please.
Yes.
You're always welcome. We did that story where the window wars. Where was that? Old Saybrook?
Old Saybrook. So there's a guy named Jack Pregosa who bought a building and, you know, paid hundreds of thousands of dollars for the building and then spent, you know, in combination of fixing it up and buying it, went through it soup to nuts, and he can't open the building. He can't get a certificate of occupancy because of some window film that's on the windows. So we did a story about it, and turns out there's at least 8, 9, 10 other buildings in Old Saybrook that have the same type of window film. Maybe it's a little darker, maybe it's a little lighter. I'm not a window film expert, right, but it looks the same. It's mirrored window film that people listening probably can imagine.
Okay.
And so for that reason, they won't let him open. They won't give him that CO. So he spent all this money, can't rent any of the buildings, and he's got, you know, he did all of the plumbing, all of the electrical, all of the mechanical,
passed
everything. Everything passed. Wow. And he did it, you know, he did it right. I mean, he really spent a lot of money on the building, and he's an entrepreneur and a business owner, and he just, you know, thinks it's a total abuse of power by the town of Old Saybrook. And he says they didn't give him a reason why. They just said it's not approved. You can't open.
That's
damn.
It's wild.
Seems like they have to give you more of an answer than that. Jack's on the phone right now. Hey, Jack.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey. Happy Tuesday.
So did Jeff cover all the bases there?
Yeah, Jeff definitely touched upon it very well. Good morning, gentlemen. There's a little more detail to that. You know, by the way, good morning to all the tradespeople getting up at 6 a.m. going to work this cold morning. Just had to say hello. One of those old guys myself.
Gotcha.
Anyways, so, everything that Jeff is spot on, you name it, we jump through hoops.
So it's just the windows.
Just the windows.
So if you remove the film, they'd give you the CO for the building.
That is absolutely correct.
How much would it cost to remove the film?
Good question.
I don't know. It's not about the cost. It's not about the film. It's about more, you know, why did I go with an energy conscious approach with electrical being so high? I took a more modest way to improve a building where I put my name on it on the street. I revamped the building top to bottom. I had a lot of moguls and mounds in the way that I had to jump through. I paid for frogs to get analyzed when the cesspool next to me collects garbage from Route 1, but I had to pay a scientist to write a letter saying that, yep, frogs can breathe in that pool, and Mr. Pregosa is okay to continue on with this project.
Oh, boy.
Never mind. Is this on this same project
or another project?
No. Gentlemen, this is a bigger case and a bigger issue than just window film.
Oh, okay? Boy.
And this
hold
was
it, hold it, hold
the
it.
Lawyers.
Hold it. Can I ask you, just let me ask a bunch of questions.
Sure.
Is this a case of this government's a nightmare, or is this a case of you and this government have had a problem for a long time and you will just fight them? And they will fight you over anything.
Oh, I think that I myself, and there's a lot of people behind me that I've had personal conversations, shaking their hands on Thanksgiving evening and had the discussion of how massively difficult and possible this government of Old Saybrook is to deal with on any level as a small businessman, entrepreneur, just trying to get ahead to break even. If you're big real estate, if you're big hospital, if you're Advanced Auto Parts with a 65-page lease and a lead and a list of lawyers behind you doing real estate deals everywhere, I'm sorry, Christine Costa, the CFO, is not going to
hold on. This is going to be town hall meeting level stuff. Let me ask you, why don't you just take the film down, get the CO, put the film back up?
That's like asking me to take my American flag off my property. It will never happen.
I think he would face repercussions if he took it down and then put it back and got the CO, because then he wouldn't be compliant. I also want to add quick.
And he,
Hold on, Jack.
Now, if you don't
hold on,
if I
Jack.
May, 1 sec. Yes, sir.
I just want to add
he's
really quick.
He's a fighter.
Because it's important.
I know these
but
people.
This is important for people to know that me, reached out to the town, the zoning people, the first selectman, emails, calls, everything.
No one
nothing,
responded.
Zero. Crickets. After the story
That's
aired.
That's not good.
Huh? No, it's not. And after the story aired, I heard from them, and they said it was a hit piece, and it was this, and it was that. So
it's
they
not
had,
a hit piece if you give them the opportunity to respond, and
yeah.
then they
exactly.
ignore you.
Right.
It's not a
my,
hit piece.
My
right.
job is to get is to invite
Both
them
sides.
To reside, to respond and give their side. If you choose not to talk to me, then yeah. we report that. But anyway, I needed to just, I wanted to actually have that.
Yeah, like you tried to get
clear.
The other side.
100%.
Yeah, right. 100%. Yeah. All right, they're
but
jerks.
No but no go, yeah. All right.
Listen, Jeff, you've known me now for a couple of weeks. We traveled while you took the time to do what you needed to do to come public with this. I shared emails with you that I am willing to testify on. I'm willing 100%. I'll bank the building. I own the building 100%. I'll roll the building against the town right now, head up. Let's see if I'm right or if I'm wrong. You're just going to send me an email, tell me to take my windows down. That's it. And I drive by every day and I see new stickers being put up. I see, I don't know, let me see lingerie next to me with a porn shop. I mean, come on, guys. Let's be realistic of this.
That's the funny. Can you tell us the banner that you have hanging on your building right now, Jack?
Yeah, I have a 25-by-10-foot banner that says porn shop to the left, okay, because there is.
Right.
There's a porn shop to the left, and to the right is an eyesore, right, which I'm talking about the cesspool filled with water that has garbage heaps in it of collective trash. And then I'm talking about how the old Saybrook Town zoning department will not allow me because of thermal window film.
So your banner says porn shops to the left, eyesore to the right. Here I am stuck in the middle.
Nice.
With window.
Yeah. Right.
Block reference. Yeah.
All right. Hold on one second. Hold on.
Get a move.
He's a lot.
Yeah.
He's a lot. I think he's right, but he's a lot.
Yeah. He said coffee.
You kind of bring this on yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
He said it was, he didn't want to say it, but I'm going to say it if he gets mad. I don't think he'll get mad at me, but he said it'd be around $6,000 or $7,000 to take down the window film.
Oh.
But his, I'm going to put words in his mouth, but his point his is that this is principle that there's,
tell
other,
me
there's
why.
Other places and
right.
give me a better explanation
yes.
than sorry, well, just take it down.
Yeah. He deserves a better explanation.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Hold on here. Steve in Old Saybrook.
Hey, I go by that building. It is ugly as hell with all that window film on it.
Oh, his building?
It doesn't fit in the whole scheme of the town.
Yeah, but if he's not breaking a law, you can't not give him a CO because of that.
They passed a zoning ordinance after some other companies put some window film up on their windows. They passed an ordinance that said, or a zoning regulation that said you can't use window film on the front of your building.
Huh.
And the other ones were pre-existing. They happened before they passed the regulation.
How convenient.
And
right.
he knew this before. He knew this, from what I understand anyway, because I'm not an expert, but he knew this before he put the window film up.
He says
all the windows are ugly, fogged up, and messed up. They're all like white hazy because he didn't want to change the window, so he threw the window film on there to hide all the blight that's behind them.
But Steve,
but he could have got away with just putting thermal.
Can I tell you,
behind the window,
Old Saybrook, they should be happy that someone's taking
right.
one of those
part of my story, Steve. Hold on a sec. Part of my story was to go around and show the other vacant buildings around the town of Old Saybrook.
There's a lot of them,
and they're obviously not paying taxes. So this guy Jack has paid his property taxes $4,300 for last year. So I think he is owed more than just take it down.
Yeah,
and
he has been given more than that. He just doesn't want to.
I wouldn't know that because the town didn't talk.
Are you involved?
You sound
in
like
government?
You're involved.
I'm not involved, but I lived in town all my life, so I know quite a bit about what's going on. And
can I conference you?
That's all. It's just a shame that it had to come to this. But it's a zoning regulation. He's breaking the regulations. He knows he's breaking the regulations. And then he's blaming the zoning enforcement officer who didn't even do the regulations, didn't make the regulations. She's just in charge of enforcing the regulations.
But Steve, do you think
Jeff?
Do you think the town is business friendly?
The town is business friendly, but you know it's like
Steve. Are you an elected official?
Law.
Are you part of the town government?
I am not.
Are you part of the town government?
That's a yes. That's a yes.
I think we have. Well, listen.
I think we have caller ID here too.
I have nothing to do with zoning.
That's fine.
Okay,
Steve, we might be able to work this out.
Yeah.
Right now. Okay. Let me conference Jack in. All right.
Oh God.
Jack, you're on with Steve.
Good morning, sir.
But Jack, you just got to let Steve talk, and you have to listen. Can you do that?
I'm all ears.
I don't know, Jack. I think the building looks like crap. And I think a lot of other people think the same way, that tint is just nuts looking. And you know, the zoning regulation was passed because other businesses started to look like that, and they passed the regulation saying you can't tint the windows like that. So I don't know, you know, to blame the zoning official for enforcing the zoning regulation is kind of wrong. That's all.
Jack, your turn.
My turn. Okay. Well, first, no one counts my money as well as I do. Let's get that straight. Two, I'm the one who invested in a piece of shit prop. Oops, excuse me.
Piece of poop.
Yep. Piece
my
of poop property.
Yes.
Yep. Property. I invested a ton of money into a building that was literally ready to catch fire, documented. There's more to the story. Jeff Dedarian did read the cycle of emails from start to finish. So unless you are a town elected official, which maybe you are, maybe you're not, still doesn't change the fact that I own my building and I paid for it. Okay. So the bottom line is the email, the chain of emails, the cease and the stop and not even communicate or respond after.
That's the problem.
And the problem was I was in Japan with my son in Okinawa for 31 days dealing with a family crisis. And the town knew this. And yet, let me just steamroll another small business guy. Well, I'm going to say this, Steve, to everybody who's listening. I'm not from Old Saybrook. And where I come from, real men do real business, real face-to-face. They don't hide in their offices in town hall. They don't monopolize. And when someone like me comes into town and spends almost $1.7 million on two buildings now that I've developed in town, Steve, I should be getting a ribbon-cutting ceremony. Mr. Pregosa, when are you going to the next one? Your opinions of my decor does nothing for my bank account and the existence of my family, my future, and my retirement. So you should be busy looking at what you're doing with your life, and I'll be busy doing what I'm looking at with my life. And the windows are not coming down, and I'm willing to put my check where my mouth is, and Carl and zoning and the monopolization and the engineers and the zoning lawyers who want to bring this. I dare you, Old Saybrook. I dare you to open the Pandora's box.
Well, good luck with that. That's all I can say.
Yeah, well,
it's
Steve,
an Old Saybrook stand-up.
I own a business in town, and I'm not allowed to put a sign on my building because it's too big. And I adhered to the law, and I didn't put the sign on the building, and I do just fine.
But what is your point of this conversation?
If Mr. Pando...
We'll be right back. Jeff Dedarian from News 8's here. He recently did a story about window wars in Old Saybrook, where Jack, the business guy... did Jack leave? Jack hung up?
Uh-oh.
We lost Jack. We're going to try to call him now, but he renovated this whole building, went through all these hoops and stuff, and he claims that the town has just been giving him a lot of crap.
Yeah.
And not doing the right thing. And he tinted his windows, and they're like, nope, tinting has to come down, but no real explanation, according to him.
Yeah.
Steve then called in, sounds like he's part of town government, and said, you know, this guy, Jack, just kind of likes to fight.
Right.
There's no reason for this. There's a new zoning law, and the zoning guy's just trying to enforce it.
Right.
So that's where we're at with that. Jack, you're back.
Good morning. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Sorry about that.
It happens.
It's like a old Saybrook town hall meeting right now. Jack is on. Jeff Dedarian, News 8, is here. And Ann from Old Saybrook is calling in. Ann, you're on with Jack.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Ann.
So congratulations on investing in Old Saybrook and buying a property and, you know, trying to do. You boast about all the money you're putting into it. Sorry to hear about your family emergency over in Japan. You know, everybody has stuff going on.
Right.
But regardless of all of that, you still have to follow zoning rules. You don't get to bypass it just because you had a family emergency or you spent money on a building. Any of those things. What makes you above the zoning law?
Well, first and foremost, I'm not saying I'm above anybody. And secondly, I'm not. And I'll tell you why, because this rewinds back to the first investment, which was 813 Boston Post Road, which is when the real story and the real badness started with that project that I decided to sell and not keep because it didn't suit my needs. And then the problems just kind of spare rolled over to this project. So we're not even talking about Ordinance 71, where the town decided it'd be a great idea as I just put X amount of dollars into a building, on top of analyzing the pond, on top of hiring an attorney, up top of having to prove to the town that it was in storage, hiring engineers, and then getting to the point where the engineers, the windows were up way before you guys even went above of it, and then the engineers said, oh, I can't do anything more with this. Now Ed Casella said, try something different. And then from there, I get nothing from, listen, there's documentation, there's emails, there's a chain of, there's all sorts of things here. And I did share that with Jeff Dedarian early on, and I'm willing to share that, and I'm willing to show that publicly and go from there. My opinions.
So, yeah, and you're entitled to your opinions, but did you or did you not violate a zoning law by putting that mirror tint up?
Answer me this question. And I'll answer you that question.
Yeah, no. She did ask first.
It took a few good minutes.
I have to go to a break. Jeff, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
All right. Wouldn't it be easier at this point? Like, do you want this business to open, or do you want to? Are you enjoying fighting?
Oh, actually, I'm probably gonna. You know, I'm at the point now where you know I don't even feel like Old Saybrook's where I want to hang my hat.
It doesn't sound like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not. You know, everybody wants to, you know, put this cute little bow on the town until you actually do business here and you actually own real estate here and you actually deal with some of these people and the monopolization of town hall, all documented, okay? And then you say to yourself, this isn't what aligns with my core. I mean, Jeff, you know where I just was for 2.5 weeks, and that's a whole different mindset. So coming here, you're supposed to have inner peace and calmness and relaxation.
You have
zero. Feel like this town has, you have zero. And you have gray, dark clouds, 3 deaths at the shore, perf report, animals dead, larceny from a professional that lives above. Come on, the list just goes on and on. So, you know, Saybrook doesn't want to be labeled this gray town. Saybrook doesn't want to be challenged by someone who's not from Saybrook, who's just a Hartford kid. Your bottom line is this, is I am 52 years old, and I've done 2 projects to improve that no one else would touch, okay?
All right, Jack is still on the phone. He's a business owner in Old Saybrook who, after redoing this entire building, he put some window film up, and the town said, nope. Can't open until you take it down. So he's fighting them, and Jeff Dedarian is here from News 8. Jeff did the story, and we've had a whole, you know, roller coaster ride here.
Battles.
Jack's a fighter.
Yes. Oof, yeah. He's a brawler.
Jack, you ever think that maybe if you just suck it up and take the film down,
just
you
can
open and then just move on and not have to deal with this negativity in your life?
Lesson life learned.
No.
That's a no.
Yeah, I'll tell you why. I made a statement early. You know, I proudly wave my flag. I do. I have an American flag on every property I own. And it's like someone coming to tell me you can't have that flag up. And I apologize. And this didn't need to go down the way it went down. It's window film, thermal conservation window film.
Yeah. Yeah. That, no, you know what? All of those details. You're right. Let's just say you're right. Okay. Let's just say you get pulled over and you're right, but you're a jerk to the cop. It becomes a much more miserable experience than it would if you're just polite.
I actually try to be polite. And
oh,
you
so
know
we're
what?
Beyond. Okay, so, we're beyond polite. Right. You were polite.
Oh right. No! There's emails.
Let's hear
Jeff
polite,
was...
Jack. What is polite, Jack? Sound polite right now. Let's hear polite, Jack.
Honestly, it's really just talking from a simplistic way of like, hey, can you guys take a look at this? I don't choose to go down this path. I'm offering an olive branch.
Oh, that sounds
and it
polite.
Was oh no, it was more detailed than that. It was pretty simplistic. It was from the heart. It was this neighboring. It was like, can you guys just please understand that, you know, this was where it was. You know, it was actually in place when they poured the sidewalks, when I got hit with Ordinance 71, when they hired an engineer to rehire and recheck the engineer that I already hired that was a town approved engineer, and I had to have a check dropped off for the project that was on hold. I mean, guys.
Okay, so you're beyond all that. Right. Like,
you're
red hot mad
now.
Yeah, you've been through that.
It's not red hot mad, it's red hot sad.
Gotcha.
You know why? Because I come into a town as my retirement home. I'm not from here. I'm a Hartford kid.
I don't think
kid.
You're going to have a good retirement there.
Yeah, man.
No.
I think
no.
you got to go.
And I'll be honest with you. There's a dark cloud over this town, man. There's three people who just died. Poor kid. All this other stuff. You know, you got this whole debacle going on with the police commissioner. You got 100 dead animals. You got all sorts of controversy going in this town.
That's why you got to do research before you buy a property.
Always.
Mm. Well, you know what?
I think the 90s. I could be wrong, but I remember there was a big story in Connecticut where eminent domain, the town was taking a bunch of waterfront properties for this massive development.
Oh, yeah.
And these people who had these houses for generations were fighting tooth and nail against the government. The government took all the properties and then just left them there abandoned. They never did the project.
Wow.
So I don't think it's the first time Old Saybrook has come up short for its residents. I'm going to keep talking because I know you won't let me talk.
I'm sorry.
No,
it's
fine. Just so you know, we tried to get the first selectman on the phone. His secretary picked up, put us on hold, came back, said he's in meetings. And I doubt that he's doing anything right now other than listening to you. Like, he should come on the phone. It doesn't matter if lawyers are involved. This is how you fix problems.
Yeah.
You talk directly to people. He could have talked to Jeff. He could have talked to us right now. He could talk to you. He could solve this thing, but he won't.
And hash it out.
Anyway.
I'm gonna say one thing, guys.
Then we're going to go.
And no, this is going to pertain to a completely different project.
And by the way, right? Jeff came in to promote a story. We didn't even get to that story yet.
Try and tell people about it. It's an important story. But go ahead, Jack, quick.
Yeah.
Real quick, I'm going to even use the reference of smoke on the water here at Saber Point, where the developer put $1.5 million to try to get a project passed, and it didn't even go far. $1.5 million someone tried to get something done in this town, and it didn't happen. We're talking about window film with me. Window film to stop higher electricity costs. That's my statement.
All right. That was quick. All right. Jack, thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Good luck, man.
Yeah, thanks, Jack. Good luck.
Keep us posted.
Fight the fight.
Hey, listen.
I'm in the...
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.